Today we are on page 263, the first Aleph, in other words, Kuf Gimel. Very interesting halachas. No, halacha covers everything. Everything's a part of Torah. So some people might be a little queasy about this, but it's halacha, it's Torah, so we're going to learn it anyways. Yet, haya omeid bitfil. Now we have to very, as we always have to be, very careful with the language of the Mechaber. So the Mechaber says if someone was davening already, right, they were in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, v'yatza mimenum ruach milmata, and they passed gas. Not burped, but passed gas. Mamtin ad sheyachala hareach, v'chozer mispal. So then they have to wait till the odor dissipates. You can't daven if there's a foul smell. And then you could continue and daven. Now, we're going to fine-tune this a little more in the next halacha. But that's the basic idea. Mishnah Berurah points out that the same thing applies by learning. That if there's a foul smell around, you can't learn. So again, but let's get back to our halacha. That is that you're davening. So you're davening, so you have to stop. Okay, now the Mechaber says in base a very interesting thing. Bikesh lot says mimen the ruach milmata. Let's say you didn't pass gas yet, but you have the urge to. So now, in the first halacha, we're saying if it happened. Now we're saying you felt the urge, but it didn't happen yet. V'nitztar harbe. And it bothers you. So in other words, we see from this, the Mishnah Berurah points out, that a person should not pass gas while they're davening Shemoneh Esrei. And we know there's a halacha that if you have to go to the bathroom, either way, you're not supposed to hold it back. You're not supposed to hold it back because there's an issur bal teshaksu. Bal teshaksu. So that, the Mishnah Berurah points out, that issur bal teshaksu does not apply to passing gas. If a person has that urge to pass gas, so it's not the same as actually going to the bathroom. That if a person feels the urge to pass, you should hold it back. Because you shouldn't pass gas while you're davening. Now keep in mind, here we're talking about davening Shemoneh Esrei, but it, in the order of the halacha that we're learning, it's not only Shemoneh Esrei, but chakras. Right? Now obviously these halachas apply to any Shemoneh Esrei, but here specifically we're talking about chakras. So bear in mind, we're going to have another problem. That is, you should be wearing tefillin. Right? So you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, and you're wearing tefillin. So we're going to have two problems. But let's hold off on that for a little while. So there's no yisur b'al teshaksu, so a person should hold it back. Now let's say they can't. So they have the urge, and they don't think they could hold it back. Ve'en yachal ha-me'atzmo. You can't hold it back. So now what? Now remember the concept we've been talking about in the last few simonim, and that is when a person davening Shemoneh Esrei, the Shekhinah is right in front of them. So right, so we saw that at the end of Kuf Beis. So at the end of Kuf Beis, we talked about walking in front of somebody who's davening Shemoneh Esrei. You can't. Why? Two reasons. Either you mess up their kavana, or because Hashem's there, the Shekhinah's there. So you're getting in the way. What are you doing? So now, bear that in mind. So now, the person hasn't passed the gas yet. So, but they feel the urge, and they can't hold it back. So what do? Holech acharav arba amos. They should step back. In other words, you're standing here. So you move back for amos, whatever amount, assuming you have that room, right? Not to the side, but back for amos. Umotzi aruach, and then you pass the gas. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason why you do this is because that spot where you were standing, Shemoneh Esrei, the Shekhinah is right there. Right? It's a very, again, we've been discussing this throughout, but again, it's something we should all consider when we daven Shemoneh Esrei. The Shekhinah is right in front of you. The Shekhinah is right in front of each person daven Shemoneh Esrei, right? So you want to move away from there. You want to move away from there. Now again, you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So you move away. Motzi aruach. Umantin ashiachal aruach. So then you let the gas go. And then you wait till the smell dissipates. The omer. And then you say, Ribon ha'olamim. This is what you say. Ribon ha'olamim. Right? Master of all worlds. Yatsvasanu. Nekavim, nekavim, chalulim, chalulim. Everybody's familiar with this line. There are many openings and apertures in the body. Goloi ve'adu lefanecha. It's revealed and known in front of you. Cherpasenu klimasenu. Our embarrassment and our how downtrodden we are. Cherpo klima b'chayinu. We're downtrodden and we're embarrassed while we're alive. Rimo tolel be'mosenu. And we're worms and maggots after we pass away. That's the tefillah. Short Ribbono Olam. V'chozer l'makom, then you go back to the place where you were. V'chozer l'makom shepasach. And then you continue from wherever you left off in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Now the idea here, the Mishnah Berurah explains, is because, we'll see this later in Gimel, hopefully we'll get to it today, is that it's embarrassing that you have to do this in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, you say this little tefillah, saying, like, excuse me, Tashem, this is embarrassing, but I gotta do it. So this is the way I am, this is the way human beings are, so I have to do it. And then you go back and you finish Shemoneh Esrei. Now this is, again, it gets a little more complicated, assuming that it doesn't take long to pass the gas and the smell dissipates quickly. So you just go back to wherever you stopped. Some say you go back to the beginning of the bracha, right? Let's say you're up to Miral Kabbish Shofar. The Sunday is basically the same, so then you would stop, go back, say this tefillah, do what you have to do, then go back and go back to Kabbish Shofar, right? So then before I forget, the Mishnah Berurah points out, now if it's chakras, so what you have to do is you have to move, the Aruch HaShulchan says you remove the tefillin. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's good enough if you just move the tefillin out of position. Because you can't wear tefillin if you're doing this. You can't wear tefillin, which is, again, an important idea we saw a long, long time ago when we were learning Hilchos Tefillin. But again, we're achazering it here, that if you're doing something like that, you're not supposed to, if you're passing gas, you're not supposed to be wearing tefillin. So Aruch HaShulchan says you have to take the tefillin off. The Mishnah Berurah says you just move them out of position.
Both.
Can
they make a bracha again and put it back?
Well, you can't make a bracha in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Again, and the Ramah says, "I lel b'sim pei hey." Look later in pei hey. The Mishnah Berurah says. Now again, the Mishnah Berurah brings down because there, it says that if you waited a long time, then you could have finished all Shemoneh Esrei. Then you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. But again, we're not talking about that. And again, it gets a little more complicated than that, depending on the situation. And some say the Ramah says, some say that you move and you say this Ribbono Shel Olam if you're diving at home. But if you're diving in shul with a tzibur, busha gedola, it'd be embarrassing. You know, all of a sudden you're doing this and you're walking all over the place in Shemoneh Esrei. So that would be very embarrassing. So then you don't have to move. And you don't have to say the tefillah. Rather, you just, again, you have to move the tefillah away. And then you do what you have to do. You don't say the Ribbono Olam, and you continue. The Aruch HaShulchan says we do this. And the Aruch HaShulchan gives an interesting svara. Why we don't move away? He said it would be embarrassing. But why don't you say the Ribbono Olam? So he says, the whole idea of the Ribbono Shel Olam is to, like I said before, infuse within you that it's embarrassing. So he says, if you're diving in a minyan, it's embarrassing altogether. Just the fact that you find yourself in that situation, you don't need the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's embarrassing as it is. So you don't have to say it. You experience it. And therefore, now we can understand Gimel. If you look at Gimel, so the Mechaber says, Amisatesh b'tfila milmata. If this happens to a person, they have to pass gas in Shemoneh Esrei. Simon Rolo. It's a bad simon. It's a bad sign. Milmala, but if you burp, if you let the gas go out through your mouth, Simon Yafif, it's a good sign. It doesn't mean you should burp in the middle of the day. But that's a different issue. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan gives a beautiful explanation for this. The Aruch HaShulchan, yeah, says the reason why it's a simen yafeh de kashem she osin lo nachas ruach milmata kach osin lo nachas ruach milmala da ishush milmala tanug lo adam, because if a person has to burp, so you know you have that burp, you feel better, and specifically it happened from above. So above, it's a sign that Hashem is giving you nachas from above. Above meaning in Shemayim. Right. But if it's the other way, like we've been talking about, mibnei shemarchiking also mitfilah, so since, you know, everything's basher, so since this is happening, it's pulling you away from your davening, so therefore it's a bad sign. That's the way the Aruch HaShulchan explains it. Okay? Meretz Hashem, we shall be zochah to the good signs of Meretz Hashem. Okay. Rav Chanan ben Akiva.